Now for today's feature. As reported on yesterday's show, the mastermind behind Mount Allison's wealth of student entrepreneurship opportunities and successes is leaving town. Dr. Noman Faruqi, the Dean of Business and Social Sciences at Mount Allison, has been offered the position of President and Vice Chancellor at St. Thomas University in Fredericton, a job he will start on July 1st this year. Faruqi has helped quite a few student businesses get started in Sackville through a class he has been teaching since 2002 called Entrepreneurship and New Venture Creation. One of the better-known successes to graduate from that class is Bagtown Brewing, run by Mount A grad Anthony Maddalena.
I guess the entrepreneurship class is the sole reason why Bagtown sort of exists. If it wasn't for that class, you know, I had no plans to start a brewery at all. And it was just because of that class, and because, you know, Noman sort of put it to the students in the class to figure out what we were going to do for our project. We had to kind of show up to the next class the next week with our own ideas of what to pitch for what would be our project. So I kind of came into it and I was like, okay, well, like, what can I pitch? I had been, you know, interested in brewing. I had sort of done a little bit of home brewing on my own, was learning from my brother who works, you know, in the brewing industry in Halifax. So I thought, okay, like, we've got some equipment. I've got a bit of know-how. This will be what I'll pitch to the class. And that was, you know, the rest is history, I guess.
When Bagtown was launching in 2016, Faruqi told CBC that he and the entrepreneur students didn't have classes, but rather meetings where the students run a company and Faruqi provides advice. Maddalena recalls that Faruqi's entrepreneurship class was different right from the start, with a retreat for class members at Centennial Park in Moncton. He says that first experience set the tone for his class, which was very hands-on. Maddalena says the class was also very popular.
It was almost a competition to get into the class because there was only like 15 or 16 spots available. So I think it's like halfway through the summer when the course registration opens up, I was like, the minute it opened up, I was ready to go to sign up for the entrepreneurship class because I knew it was going to be hard to get into because I knew everyone, you know, in the sort of the commerce department was very interested in that class and knew it was, you know, something that was going to be hands-on, you know, a tight-knit group. You're going to be, you know, creating something new, which was sort of exciting to sort of show off to your other, you know, friends at Mount A. So that was a big draw for sure.
Not all businesses created by Faruqi's class continued past graduation, but in the case of Maddalena, his experience working on creating Bagtown set the course for his career so far.
You know, I sort of took it on beyond Mount A after that when I graduated. But if it wasn't for that class and for all the work of my classmates and Noman's guidance through it all, like we would not have Bagtown today.
After he graduated, Maddalena says he continued to interact with Faruqi.
I got the privilege to work with some of the entrepreneurship classes that came after me. Noman would reach out as sort of, you know, one of the successful businesses to come out of the class. He liked to get in touch with Bagtown and use Bagtown as a good example and as a as some guidance for future classes. So I was really excited, you know, to do any of that sort of stuff, and Noman really had a good eye for that.
So you really kept in touch with him then, and did he continue to provide support even after you graduated?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I get emails from Noman, you know, at any point, you know, after I graduated, saying, oh, you know, FYI, here's this opportunity, here's this, here's that, you know, you could apply for this grant, or, you know, there's this government program, and anything that, you know, he thought was, you know, relevant to myself or to Bagtown, you know, he didn't hesitate to sort of fire it my way, which is great. Sometimes I, you know, open up those emails, but, oh, this is really helpful, and, you know, go and follow that lead, and it was really appreciated. You never really expect or anticipate that, you know, once you graduate, you know, sort of move on to other things. But, Bagtown's sort of still being, you know, closely tied to Mount A. It's really, really nice that Noman, you know, kept reaching out.
What were your thoughts when you heard that Noman will be leaving Mount A and heading to, take on a term as president at St. Thomas University?
Yeah. I mean, my first thought was I'm really happy for him. You know, that seems like a great opportunity and I'm really glad he's, you know, making that step. But I also immediately thought, oh, this is sad. you know, he's definitely going to be missed at Mount A. Even though I'm not necessarily interacting with him on a day-to-day basis, it's just still a, you know, it still feels like, you know, even for myself, you know, we're losing something in the Mount A Sackville community. But I know, you know, St. Thomas isn't far away. So I'm sure this won't be the last, you know, we hear of Noman. But yeah, it's exciting, you know, because I think everybody, you know, when someone like Noman comes along, you know, everyone really likes them, right? So it's, you know, when you see them excelling and going and doing these other things, you're like, you can't help but obviously be happy, but also sad because they're leaving.
That's Anthony Maddalena of Bagtown Brewing talking about the departure of Dr. Noman Faruqi from Mount Allison. Faruqi will start a 5-year contract as president of St. Thomas University on July 1st.